Good evening, Committed Man. I hope all you guys are having a good evening. it's been a little while since I posted, but I've got something that's I try to share things that are personal with me. I try to be real. And usually it's something that it regards something that I've been dealing with myself, because I feel like I can't get any more real than that. So tonight I'm going to give a little bit of a praise report / testimony from my personal life, and also talk about plans and how I ended up with this testimony. Basically, we've been having some turmoil in our marriage and with our children. Just different, behaviors from myself, my children, my wife, just some inconsistencies, and just not, our house was just not in order the way that it should be. And it was causing some issues. And so I sat down, and this was actually because my wife basically demanded it. Had I been a better leader, I would have already done it on my own, to be quite honest. But so I sat down and I created an actionable plan. And I named off all the things that I knew, or listed out all the things I knew I should be doing. And the reason I'm sharing this is partly because of Jason Ray's sermon, and I see Jason is watching. So, Reverend Ray, good to see you. So, this was back in August, beginning of August, before the school season, year started. And I sat down and I listed out all the things that I knew I should be doing and that I wasn't doing. And I'm not going to read the whole list. There's about 15 items on this list, but I'll just read some of them to you. Pray at least once a day together for our marriage, and at least once per day with our children, specifically for our family as a whole. And the blessing over the meal doesn't count. Not just the blessing over dinner. This needs to be intentional and a separate prayer for and over our family, and I will lead it. In our prayer together, each of us will pray for one another regarding specific strongholds, demonic influences, demonic forces that keep showing up in our lives, thoughts, and actions. We can identify these issues using the tools that we've been given, that we use in marriage class, the tools that we're given on Wednesday nights. I mean, we know what these things look like. It's kind of like Pastor Jeremy said, we know what to do, we just need to do it. It's just like Jason Ray said, do it. You already know. If you don't know, read the Bible. That's your manual for life. It'll tell you what you need to do and what you don't need to do. Carve out, for example, I won't read them all again, but carve out at least one non-negotiable day per week to spend a couple hours together with one another without our children. And this isn't going and spending money on a date. This isn't doing anything spectacular. It's like, you know what? Go outside and sit on the porch swing and talk. Go walk around. Go to the park and walk around. Go whatever you got to do. Just spend some time with your wife by yourself talking about stuff that matters. Not just small talk, not the weather, not the news. Your relationship with God, your relationship with one another, where you are as a couple, where you are as a family. And that's just an example of a couple of things that I wrote down, things that we needed to be doing. And so without a plan, there's no way to make any of those things happen without a plan. You have to have a plan. Obviously, like I said a minute ago, the Bible is our blueprint. That's our manual for life. That should be our plan. And one of the purposes of teaching and of preaching in general is to take the principles and the wisdom that's in the Bible and teach people how to apply it to their life in a practical way that you can use it every day. And so I sat down with to try to create a plan that would say, okay, here's the biblical principles that I know. I've been learning them and, you know, my entire life. But what does that look like on Monday morning when I don't want to get up and go to work because I can't stand my coworker? What does that look like whenever I'm trying to, you know, do the right thing and my wife has a bad day and she snaps at me and I don't like that too much? Or what does that biblical principle look like whenever I tell my daughter to do something and she does the exact opposite because she knows it's going to make me mad? You know, what what does that look like in practice? And so there's a lot of, I could go through, I don't know how many verses in the Bible that talk about plan and how to plan and why to plan. Lots of them come out of Proverbs. I'm just going to share a few of them with you real quick. Let's see here. Okay, Proverbs 24, 27. Prepare your work outside, get everything ready for yourself in the field, and after that, build your house. Proverbs 21 and 5. The plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance, but everyone who is hasty comes only to poverty. So planning is wise and recommended. The Bible says you need to plan. Then we need to seek God's guidance while we're making a plan. Proverbs 16 and 3, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. Proverbs 19, 21, many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. So planning is good, obviously, but it needs to be based on biblical principles. And always remember that just because we think that something is good doesn't mean that God does. And so if God decides to say, you know what, I think I need to correct your path just a little bit, you might need to do a little different. You might need to be a little more empathetic. You might need to be a little more patient. You might need to be a little more kind and stop gossiping about people. Or maybe, you know, maybe you need to look in the mirror before you start talking to your kids or your wife. And so even well-made plans, God might change them. And he might show you something about yourself instead. So Proverbs 16 and 9 says, in their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps. And you won't be able to know if you're doing the right thing unless you're praying about it and God's talking to you and you're talking to him. Just like Jason Ray said the other night, when you're talking to God, talk to God like I'm talking to you right now. If you're having a hard time, say, you know what, God, I am struggling. I'm having a hard time with this particular issue or this person. Or, you know what, I'm really just tired. God, I need some strength in this area. And be specific and just talk to him like he's a person. I mean, he, you know, what does it say? You know, ask and seek and you'll find it. You know, ask. Not the door be open, you know, everybody knows that. You've heard that scripture a million times. Just, we know what to do. Again, do it. Have a plan. And I'm telling you, I told you all that to tell you this. Since August, I can see a change in my children. I see a change in myself. I see a change in my wife. I see a change in my marriage. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. There's been a few nights. Every night we call our kids together. We hold each other like a football huddle. Not even kidding. We hold each other like we're in a football huddle. And I pray over my family. And I pray for wisdom. I pray for my marriage. I pray for my wife. I pray for each of my children. I pray for them to be safe and to be, and for their hearts and their minds to be protected while they're at school, that they will love other people, even when those people do or do not deserve it, that they will show God's love in every interaction that they have, that they will just strive to live by his principles every single day. I pray that over them every single day that I possibly can, unless they're somewhere else. And I'm not going to lie and say that we haven't missed a night since August, because that's not true. We have. But I will tell you this, if we miss, 9 times out of 10, one of my children comes up to me and says, Dad, we forgot to pray last night. Or I've had them come into my bedroom and wake me up and tell me, Dad, we forgot to pray. And It's effective, I'm telling you. If you will pray over your family and you will make it a habit and you will be consistent, you will follow God's principles and you will strive to make sure that you're leading your house the way you're supposed to, you make a plan with God in mind and with God's principles at heart, you make that plan and you follow it and you will see changes in your family, I assure you. I've been in church my entire life and the last few months have been totally different than anything that I've had before in my marriage or my family. And it's because I without a doubt, I know it is because I sat down and I made a plan that's very simple, that is based on biblical principles. And I thought about what I needed to do. I know what I needed to do. I wrote it down and I started doing it. And I was consistent. That's what made all the difference in the world. And so I don't know how else to say it, but you won't know until you try. It's like trying a new food. Until you taste it, you don't really know. You give him, you know, dedicate an allotted amount of time. I'd say a month. You give God 1 month of consistent prayer and focusing on him purposefully with your wife, with your kids, with your family, and you make it a new habit. And it probably won't even take that long. And it will shock you. It will blow your mind if you will actually commit to it and you will do it. So that's all I really have tonight. It was, like I said, it was more about following through with what Jason Ray was already talking about. We know what to do. He talked about it at the men's conference. He talked about it this past Wednesday night. We know what to do. We need to do it. We need to lead our families. We need to be responsible for our families and do what God expects us to do as men and as husbands. And I'm telling you right now, if you do it, you will not regret it. It will change your life. And I'm living proof that it will. So I love you guys very much. And if I don't see you before then, I will see you Wednesday night. Love y'all. Good night.